Cuomo has named retired Citibank Chair Richard Parsons to head a panel on education. It includes the SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpher, State Education Commissioner John King, and the chairs of the Senate and Assembly Education Committees, as well as private sector advocates like Jeffrey Canada of the Harlem Children's Zone. He was featured in the movie about the plight of modern education, Waiting for Superman. Cuomo has charged the panel with examining everything from teacher recruitment and performance to whether the current school calendar is appropriate and how the state's more than 700 school districts are structured. The governor says he expects the panel to produce a concrete plan that he and the legislature can implement in time for the 2013 school year.
I want an action plan. I want a plan that can be implemented. I want a blueprint.
And he predicts that one of the opening lines in the report will be that government has failed to do what it should. Cuomo says he's tired of hearing the same debate over education that's occurred for the last 20 years, which he says focuses too much on what he calls high-priced professional education lobbyists and the amount of money to be spent on schools.
And the priorities of the financial interests, in my opinion, have sometimes trumped the interests of the children. So that has to be broken, you know. The answer is more money, more money. We spend more money than any state in the nation. We're number 38 in graduation rates. More money than any state in the nation. The only people who say the answer is more money are the people who are getting paid the money.
Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers and former head of the New York City-based United Federation of Teachers, was also named to the panel, but no current state or city teachers union leaders are on the commission. Weingarten was not present at the announcement. There are also no representatives from any members of the state's school boards on the panel. New York already has a governing body named by the legislature to oversee education in New York, the State Board of Regents. No member of the Regents was appointed by Cuomo to the panel. The governor says Education Commissioner King will represent the Regents. King did not comment. In New York, governors have no direct control over the Board of Regents. Asked whether the new commission might look at whether the governor should have authority over the Regents, Cuomo answered, they can look at anything.
They have an open-ended agenda. They can look at anything they think is necessary.
Billy Easton with the Alliance for Quality Education, an advocacy group to increase school funding that is allied with the teachers' unions, says his group is happy that the governor has created the commission. But Easton says the panel does have to consider the money at a time when he says the state has not fulfilled a court order. It said the state needed to spend billions of more dollars in school funding, and at a time, he says, when a new property tax cap might lead to layoffs of teachers and school program cutbacks.
The governor's policies have actually hurt our schools because we've lost college advanced placement courses, high school electives, kindergarten programs, after-school programs. All those things actually do cost money. The state needs to do the right thing. Local property taxpayers are overburdened. The state needs to step up and get our schools back on track. Hopefully this commission will help do that.
The chief lawyer in the school funding court case, Michael Rebell, was appointed by Cuomo to the new panel, but Rebell was also absent from the announcement. Members of the panel did not want to comment on what they view as the chief problems facing the state's education system. Chairman Parsons says he does not want to be divisive and wants to get organized first. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.